You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With the power of three, we begin this episode of Neon Jazz with the 2010 song Hug the Greyhound by the Neil Cowley Trio. And with the speed and deft of a greyhound, the Neil Cowley Trio knows how to deliver quality jazz music. Neil is an accomplished composer and pianist that ushers in a deeply poetic and memorable jazz experience. He is bending the genre of jazz while incorporating other elements of indie progressive music seen in bands like Arcade Fire and Spiritualized. Their energy and sphere of influence have led them to be named the winner of the UK Jazz Artist of the Year for 2013. His power as a performer started when he learned classical piano very early in life. He performed piano concertos at the age of 10 at the Queen Elizabeth Hall. In his late teens, he was the keyboardist for soul and funk acts like Mission Impossible and Zero 7. Also, he played piano on Adele's two albums, 19 and 21. This guy's power of influence in the world of music is big, and jazz is happy to have him around, and so are we. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the Great Majestic Steakhouse and the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a fizzy Alka-Seltzer-infused dose of jazz to heal that soul of yours, with music from cats like Lee Morgan, Maynard Ferguson, and many more. Let's get back into some legends here on the program. Here's the cool cat himself, alto sax man Hank Mobley, with the tune Early Morning Stroll.
Thank you.
That was trumpet and flugelhorn player Alex Sasha Sipiagin with the 2004 song Good Morning off his album called Equilibrium. He is an import from Russia and arrived in the States back in 1991, and he began his career shortly thereafter. His first gigs in the U.S. were with Gil Evans's band and George Gruntz's Concert Jazz Band. He has played with the likes of Dave Holland, the Mingus Big Band, the late Mulgrew Miller, and many others. He has been a busy cat and a welcome addition on the American scene, recording 14 albums as a leader, and you're going to hear plenty from him as time marches on. From Russia to Germany, we traverse here on Neon Jazz. Our next song on the show is Steady Does It from the great German orchestral leader and songwriter, Bert Kampfert.
You know, his band members nicknamed him Phipps.
Is that right?
F-I-P-S.
I like that. Jazz always has good nicknames.
Yeah, they do.
And Bert's no exception.
This is San Francisco trumpeter Joel Behrman. Tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino for all the latest and realest in jazz and jazz musicians. We'll be right back.
That was band leader and drummer Brian Andres, along with his Afro-Cuban jazz cartel, with the high-energy tune called Black Market off their 2013 album San Francisco that's getting some good coverage. The San Francisco Bay Area has been a historic hotbed for Latin jazz artists, from Cal Jader to Amarado Peraza. These cats have followed in that tradition, and the Afro-Cuban jazz cartel is a vital part of that sound. Led by drummer Brian Andres, the group was formed to contribute its own mark to that storied history, comprised of some of the most sought-after musicians and music educators residing in the San Francisco Bay Area. This band performs at top-notch night in and night out. It was good to have him on the show. Sometimes I wonder why we don't have more Lee Morgan on the show. Then he sneaks up on me. Here he is with the 1967 song Sneaky Pete off his album Sonic Boom.
We'll be right back. This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That is one talented cat there, Joel Fromm with the 2007 song Joba Miola off his album We Used to Dance. And yeah, you can try to figure out that name there. He made a name for himself through associations with singer Jane Monheit and a boyhood friend of his, the very talented jazz pianist and big star in the jazz world, Brad Meldow. He has also worked with a vast array of musical peers and jazz legends, including Maynard Ferguson, Betty Carter, Matt Wilson, Lee Konitz, Andrew Hill, and the list goes on and on. The Racine, Wisconsin native is a name and sound you will hear plenty of in the future, and that is nothing but a good thing. Speaking of Joel and his mentors, this next performer is one of them and a legend. Here's the great Maynard Ferguson with the tune Give It One off a Best Of compilation album.
Caroline Davis, and I fully support Neon Jazz, and everyone here in Chicago feels the same.
Thank you. trying to record an album here. What happened to Kelly? It's quiet here. Too quiet. No! The monster's back! Oh, let me alive! Got to restore order to this session.
That is an appropriate name for a bunch of jazz cats. That was a Quartet of Happiness led by saxophonists Kelly Roberg and Rick Stone with their 2010 song, The Monster Returns. These guys tackle jazz with a hefty dose of cheekiness and irreverent humor, wrapping it all up in the sort of theatrics reminiscent of the Blue Man Group. Their mission is to take jazz out of the ivory tower and make it accessible to a wide-ranging audience. Huh, sounds familiar. It's part jazz, part performance, and art, and all of that with a childlike, insane wit.
Sounds like a couple of guys we know.
Yeah, exactly. Staying in a sax frame of mind, we leave off the reeds of Joel Miller with the 2006 song Too Cool, and hopefully this show was just that for you out there in listening land. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that epitomizes cool, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
You get a little chance we could use some heat in the apartment.
Let me see what I can do about that. Talk to us about our show. Send us some suggestions. We could use some heat around here. Toot your horn in our direction. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Thank you.
Next up to bat, Joba Miola. He was 0 for 3 for the
Joba Miola?
Joba Miola, yeah. What the hell was he thinking about? I mean, the album name was We Used to Dance.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dead dance that doesn't exist anymore. The Joba Miola.
Okay, next week. Actually, we're out of time.
All right, good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick. Joel.
Joel.
Neon Jazz.